1270. The Buzz.
The Buzz.
1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
And a very good afternoon to you, and thank you for tuning into Broadview on this Saturday. Gorgeous day in Northern Nevada. I'd like to welcome my co-host, JP.
Hey, Jay.
How are you today?
Good.
Got that attitude going on?
I got an attitude.
He does have an attitude. So much going on this week.
Yeah, it was an interesting week.
Very interesting in the news.
Different kinds of stuff.
Yes, oh, totally different kinds of stuff. But the hot topic, of course, we'll start with right now. Gaddafi is dead.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Was he a nut or what?
Oh, no, please. Don't talk bad of the dead, they say. But in reality, yes. What a crazy, crazy man. And it comes to an end. And what a crazy end for him.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to his virgin bodyguards. You know, he had a... This is serious now.
I don't think they could fit in the
His bodyguards were virgin females. And that's what he traveled the world with. And I'm just wondering...
He was very
what happened
eccentric.
To them?
Well, they couldn't fit in the pipe. In the drainage hole. Wow. What do you think of all that? I mean, this brings to an end, really, a long time of war over there with Libya between us.
Right.
I mean, not out-and-out war with boots on the ground, as they say, and all that, but he's been an enemy of ours for quite a long time. The Pan Am thing, Pan Am, I mean, people never really did feel justified. We know he did it. He claimed responsibility for it, and that was, what, 8 years ago?
Yeah. So, and then Reagan lobbed those cruise missiles at him, and he kind of cleaned up his act.
Well, and he said his daughter was killed. She wasn't.
We're not really sure about that, but that's what the reports are.
Yeah, we just found out. She's
working in a hospital, yeah.
Probably here in the United States, right?
No, I think it was in Tripoli. But.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just wouldn't doubt it. But the end came. It was a horrific end. 20th century, of course, was part of a parcel of the Cold War. Many of the U.S. battles we've been fighting, everything started way back with Latin America. There were coups way back. And then against the Soviet Union. I mean, there's been many times we have intervened with the UN and without NATO and done our own thing. Well, they're saying that we did have a hand in it. You know, NATO had a hand in the what was going on because they had drones. They didn't really know that Gaddafi was in that convoy at the time.
They say.
So we really don't know what actually happened. But boy, did they get those pictures on YouTube quick.
You know, is it a weird world or what?
It is so strange. I couldn't believe it.
Kind of a crowd executing a man in the middle of a dusty road. And
showing
it's on YouTube 5 minutes later.
And we're watching it. I mean, I felt sick to my stomach. I really did. And I could not stop watching it. I mean, that's another reason I was just sick with myself.
Was this guy really was a nut, though? I mean, the way he dressed, the way he
did he start
acted?
Out as a nut? He just got eccentric over the years with power.
Can I read you his titles?
Yes,
I mean,
please.
What kind of a man has this many titles?
And names. Gaddafi, you know.
He was the brotherly leader and guide of the Revolution of Libya. He was the chairman of the Revolutionary Command Council of Libya. He was the Secretary General of the General People's Congress of Libya.
Wow.
And he was the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
He's making those things up. I mean, what does he do? Every few years, give himself a new title?
Well, I think that's what a dictator can do.
Anytime he wants, yeah.
Yeah, this goes way back to 1969. He seized power in a coup at that time. He was an army officer.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And they ousted the Arab leader in Arab Spring. Wow. Which is, you know, Tunisia is right on that border there also. Started out really as a anti-government demonstration in February is how this all came to a final end. I mean, after the Egyptian, Tunisia, all that, then Libya rose up against him. And ever since then, the rebel leaders, which now are known as the National Transitional Council.
Right.
What is going to happen? I mean, there's a lot to clean up in there.
Apparently, the head of that council is an Al-Qaeda member, so...
That's what they say.
Terrorism in the world is about to get worse.
Well, someone from the Royal United Services Institute in London said that the key division between the Libyans is Islamics, the extremists. They're all Islams, but there's... it just goes on and on and on.
Right.
Goes on and on and on. The Islams were oppressed under Gaddafi. But they participated in some of the toughest fighting for these last since February. I mean, geez. And there are thousands of men still injured. And what to do about that, they're saying. They've got threats of 1,000 people wounded. They've got months and months of fighting under their belt. They're injured, many, many injured. The war-ravaged country. They've got to disarm the militia there. I mean, these guys running around still running off of the high that they had.
I don't know who's going to disarm them. Who's going to do that?
I don't know. Well, the government.
It's not going to happen.
The National Transitional Council is the ones that have to do this. And meanwhile, NATO is expected to end its role in the Libyan conflict. The Rasmussen, NATO Secretary General, said that the alliance is going to terminate the mission. It's over with now, and they were there just to protect the civilians, and so they're getting out.
Yeah, they were just there to protect the civilians. Are you really...
Well, how about the interests, okay?
Yeah.
Some of the U.S. officials have urged that the Obama administration send a Navy hospital ship. I think that's a great idea to Tripoli. They've got to do something about all the wounded. U.S. Senate John McCain suggested Friday that they fly all of the wounded to U.S. Army Hospital in Germany.
Fly them? I think the Navy ship is a better idea. That doesn't seem realistic.
McCain, come on. Stop spending those dollars. Really. I mean,
we're talking about thousands of people. Yeah, that's a lot.
Thousands. Thousands and thousands are wounded. And also, you know, we're talking now what's going to happen. They're still producing oil, but they've just... estimated at 350,000 barrels of oil per day, which it was zero when they were fighting.
Right.
Already they're shipping out 350,000 barrels.
Which is going to make Europe happy because I think Libya's oil goes directly to Europe.
And they're saying that's about $80 million for the country.
Hmm.
Justice for the Pan Am victims, do you think? Are they feeling better?
I don't know. I mean, Al-Qaeda's going to take over, so how is that justice for anything?
Do you really believe that? I don't believe that.
I mean, Al-Qaeda...
I don't believe
Gaddafi's
that.
A nut, but so are the people taking over, it looks like, so...
Well, I don't know. Now, they fought a long,
hard
war.
Am I just
war.
Too pessimistic?
Yeah, I think you are. I think pessimistic isn't the word, though. You know, I think they deserve it now. I mean, there are Libyan people who actually want a democracy. Let's see what happens. That's all we can do.
Yeah.
Egypt, I mean, who...
I'm just
has anybody
not
really recovered? Let me see. I was reading here something about in the real context of it. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, they were launched as part of a border strategic context. But what have they done? Have they regrouped? Have they regrown? I mean, I don't know. I don't see where there's really anybody. No. I mean, there's all kinds of countries that have been upheavaled. Well, how about the Hussein? You know, Hussein's country.
Yeah.
Iraq. It's not back together yet.
No.
And then Ahmadinejad, him saying, oh, there you go again, you big bullies.
Yeah.
Says the world hates the people in America.
Okay, we're getting out of Iraq, and the president is saying we're getting out because the job is done. But actually, the United States wanted to keep a few thousand troops there, and the Iraq government said, no, get the heck out of here.
Yeah, I said they only need 150.
So really, we're getting booted out. So I'm not sure we've accomplished a whole lot.
Well, they've come to that agreement. I was reading this, too. The Iraqi war is over, and Obama, the administration, said that it was in complete agreement on both sides. By the end of the year, the troops are going to all be gone from the country. But he did say that this is going to continue our relationships with Iraq and the United States, and it's going to be now a normal one.
Good.
Between sovereign nations.
Good.
Equal partners based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
Yeah.
Yeah, the White House Deputy of National Security Advisor McDonald said that the president made clear that the U.S. needs to maintain some security presence to protect diplomatic assets. There's about 150 troops that guard the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Right. Thousands of diplomatics and diplomats across the country. Says it's going to be about 4,000 to 5,000 security contractors will be left behind with the ability to train, but they want to train their own. And Obama said, the tide of war is receding. Do you think that's true? Oh, gosh.
Well, we're receding. We're getting out of it, right?
Man, that was just something else. I did watch it over and over and over, and I don't know. It was horrible.
Do you think democracy will maintain itself in Iraq? I don't know if they're
ready for it. I don't know. They're used to that kind of control. They're used to all. They've been fighting these wars for so long.
The ordinary citizens seem to be mighty excited about voting. But I'm just not sure that the people they're voting for and are in office are going to be willing to leave when it's time to go.
Well, do they even know who's up for grabs? Do they even know who they're going to vote for? Do they even know who wants the job?
Some of these countries, it's just running is enough to get you killed, you know? What do you mean you're running against me?
Gosh, it's crazy. It's interesting to see, though. I mean, it's very interesting that we're seeing all of this, I mean, firsthand. I couldn't believe, I mean, there was Gaddafi laying in a refrigerator, and everybody was around him looking at him and going, well, I could not believe it that we're so up close and personal.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think it's very weird.
I thought it was wrong, and that's what my JP's moment of common sense is about today.
You felt it was wrong for them right. to be showing him like that? I mean, everybody wanted to know it was him. Everybody wanted to see him. I think that was part of the reasoning behind that. They didn't believe he was dead. Nobody believed it. They had to do the DNA test and everything to make sure. Everybody wanted to know it was him. Everybody wanted to touch him. They wanted to look at him and say, yes, that is him. He is dead. Because nobody could really believe it, that it was him. I don't know. I think it's all going to come out what happened, but I mean, we were kind of watching it at the time, which was
And he turned out
crazy.
To be bald, right?
Well, no, he wasn't bald, just on top. Yeah, they
so,
said
So, you know, every
part
time you see
hair,
a picture of him, he had plenty of hair,
how
so
vain.
He must have had a bunch of
how
toupees
vain, huh?
that he traveled
Well,
with.
Yes, of course, and he wore all his turbans and his...
And his virgin bodyguards, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
his,
they were nowhere to be seen
I don't know why I'm
day.
So interested in the virgin bodyguards. What happened to him?
You're a man. Mm-hmm. You're a man, JP. There's more hot topics for us to talk about. The Crown Prince, he died of Arabia. We're going to talk about him.